Simple Player Gary Owen is on the phone. What up, man?
Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. He's going to be in Chicago this weekend performing at the Up Club.
Up Comedy Club. I'm so happy to be performing for adults again. I've been doing so many colleges lately. Man, college kids, all they want to hear about is sex and rappers. And if you can talk about a rapper having sex, then you're definitely good.
You're golden, huh? Yeah.
I tell you what, I every time I do these colleges now, I tell the kids, make sure you vote, because it's already, I got to tell them early they got to register, because, it's November, but they got to vote again for the president. And I always say, for no other reason than we have the prettiest first lady we've ever had in the history of the president. So it's 4 years of looking at Michelle. But I was reading up on Michelle, too, and it kills me how when people say she's been down for Barack since he didn't have nothing. He graduated college, and she was with him right after he graduated. And I'm like, let's put it in perspective, people. Barack graduated Harvard Law. He was going to be okay. He was going to get hired somewhere.
He wasn't coming out of community college.
Yeah, it's not like she married James from the University of Phoenix. That's a ride or die chick right there. That's somebody that saw something in James that nobody saw. You mean president, James? You think I can? You could do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Michelle. So, I mean, Michelle knew what she was doing.
That's
fun. And I did say one thing that Barack's done the last 4 years that kind of got on the radar is got rid of terrorist heads. You know, got rid of Gaddafi, got rid of Bin Laden, and I was like, when Barack gets you, he just gets you. You don't know what's coming. You just die, you know? Because I remember when Bin Laden died, I just woke up, and my buddy called me and goes, Bin Laden died. I was like, when that happened? I went to bed at 11, he was alive. He was like, he's dead now. I was like, now I got up at 6. That's 7 hours. And I swear to God, I do this joke on the road, and this just happened to me at a college like about a month ago. I do this joke about Allah and the terrorist bombers and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And this Muslim kid came up to me after the show, and this is no lie. He goes, excuse me, Mr. Getty, speak to you? I was like, yeah. And he goes, funny show, very entertaining. People, okay to talk about. Not Allah. Not Allah. He was serious, and I, as a comedian, I was like, dude, I'll say what I want to say. I'm a comic. But he had a backpack on when he was talking to me. So I was like, yeah, you're right. My fault. He was serious, man. Not the law. And walked away and looked back to make sure I wasn't, talking about him. He's like, not the law. You're right. My fault. All right.
Yep.
So I'm just happy to be in Chicago this weekend to be around adults again. I've been around college kids so long. Whew. You know what I mean?
Delonte West of the Dallas Mavericks, we were just talking about this, fined $25,000 for sticking his finger in the ear of, who's the player?
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, he wasn't stupid. The white guy from Indiana?
Yeah, Delonte,
you know what you was doing.
Gordon Hayward is his name.
I bet you went into the Kenyon Martin. that Tourette's would have kicked back in a hot second. He knew he was giving a wet willy, too. Did he really lick his finger, though?
It was a dry willy.
Okay, then why do you keep calling it Wet Willy?
Well, because that's what we know it as. So you can't.
No, Wet Willy, you literally stick your finger deep down your throat and you get it nice and wet, and then you stick it. I remember Trailer Park Civil. We didn't have a lot of extracurricular activities.
Wet Willy was a national sport?
Oh, it almost was an Olympic event.
In the trailer park.
You go deep and sloppy, and don't let us eat some Cheetos and do it. Oh, that's a wrap. When I heard Wet Willy, I'm thinking, oh, he went in. When you tell me a dry finger, I'm like, oh, that ain't nothing. $25,000, that's a $10,000 fine. That ain't $25,000.
You are ill.
Gary Owen. At the Up Comedy Club in Chicago this weekend.
All right, man. See you guys. Thanks for having me.
Have fun.
Later, Gary.
All right, bye.
Gotta be there at the top of the hour. You've got 5 minutes to make it there on time. Oh, oh, oh. And oh, oh.